Welcome to The Startup Show. I'm your host, John Biggs. In every episode of The Startup Show, we talk to an amazing entrepreneur about how they do what they do. We'll explore tactics, tricks, and techniques for building some of the coolest things on the planet. Thanks for listening and enjoy. Welcome to The Startup Show. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have something actually very interesting. It's a compost bin for your kitchen. I'm here with Manali Yavatkar, and she's the creator of this thing. So welcome, Manali. Why don't you tell me about what you've got here?
Thanks for having me, John. So this is the Palm Bin. It's basically a cooling food waste bin that makes compost collection really clean, easy, and odorless.
So it cools the, so I'm familiar with compost piles. I have one in the backyard, and it's usually kind of warm and kind of smelly. So what are you, what are you guys doing differently?
Yeah, great question. That's great that you have a compost pile. So you need a place in your kitchen to collect your food waste so you can take it out to your compost pile or drop it in your curbside green bin. So we are creating a bin, the Palm Bin, that cools your food waste so it doesn't smell, your compostable liner won't break down, and we're just making that experience of collecting food waste in the kitchen really clean and easy.
So you're already past, you did this on Kickstarter, and you're already past, way past your goal, which is great. Tell us about your background. You're a biomedical engineer. What was the, how did you go from that to composting?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, so I studied biomedical engineering at Columbia. Then I actually worked as a data scientist and then an ML engineer, and I left that to pursue this. So I've always been really passionate about sustainability, and I was just in a point in my career where I could take a risk, I could do something that I was passionate about, and something that I felt where I could have a really personal and environmental impact on the world. So I jumped into composting specifically because I moved to San Francisco. I had curbside composting for the first time, and I started collecting my food waste in the kitchen. And I found the experience to be awful. It would smell very quickly, you know, within a day or two. You have to empty it all the time. It would attract flies. You have to clean it, or the smells would accumulate. So the whole experience was just horrible and something that I started to dread. I talked to my friends, I talked to other people, and other people were also having similar experiences. And I just kept thinking, you know, doing something that's so good for the environment, why does it have to be something you dread? Mm-hmm. So that's when I decided to find a better solution. I couldn't find one on the market. I realized that some people keep their food waste in the fridge. That way it doesn't smell, the bag doesn't break down. And a countertop bin that keeps your food waste cold is a great solution because you save fridge space. It's way less energy intensive than your fridge. And you don't have to keep your food waste next to your fresh food. Mm-hmm. People find strange.
So what kind of cooling elements are you using for the system?
Yeah, so we're using thermoelectric cooling. It's very, very low energy, pretty simple, but very effective.
Okay, cool. And what was the process like to get something like this together? It looks like you guys have built something fairly unique, and I've never seen anything like this. I've seen a couple of these sorts of things, but I've never seen like one that's cooling and has a little button on the bottom that opens up and pops that stuff out, which is pretty cool. Tell me about the manufacturing process or the brainstorming process that you had putting this together.
Yeah. So I started with just the cooling as the main feature because, you know, the smell and the bag breakdown are the top two pain points people have. So I built the proof of concept myself, went back to my BME degree and figured it out, built the proof of concept, tested it. And then, you know, from there, we wanted to continue making that experience as easy and seamless as possible for people. So we incorporated an inner caddy. So the bin has a caddy inside, and that's removable. So it makes taking it to your compost pile outside or your curbside green bin really easy. And that caddy also has a drop bottom. So another pain point people have is when you're emptying your bin, your fingers get dirty and they don't like touching the bag. So this drop bottom makes it so that your food waste will fall out the bottom. You don't have to touch anything. Fingers stay clean. So that was an important feature for us. And the other thing that we've added is impact tracking. So it tracks weighs the amount of food waste you're collecting. And that way, you know, we can tell our users how much food waste they're diverting from landfills and how much methane they're preventing from going into the atmosphere. And we've also sort of created a fun little process with that as well. So you can, you know, you can win badges, you can have streaks, you can follow your friends. So we want to keep people motivated and feeling good about what they're doing.
Now, the worst thing about hardware is essentially trying to maintain that the cash to keep it coming in from a piece of sold equipment. What are you guys doing to make sure that you're not just selling this thing and hoping that maybe down the line somebody's going to buy another one?
Yeah. So, you know, we have pretty good margin, and then we do have a subscription to our compostable liners. And then, you know, we do plan on expanding our product line. So we want to continue building products that complement people's lifestyles and help them waste less.
Did you have any trouble with the process? Hardware obviously is hard. So did you find your suppliers? Did you find all your manufacturers, et cetera? Or what was the situation there?
Yeah. So something that was really important to us as well is using sustainable materials and kind of building circularity into the entire product life cycle. So we didn't just want to build, you know, another plastic bin that's going to end up in a landfill one day. So we designed it from the ground up with modularity in mind. It's designed for repair. It's designed for disassembly. So if anything breaks, you can send it back to us. We'll repair it. We're using recycled cellulose instead of plastic insulation. We're using a plant-based biopolymer instead of plastic. And both of those materials can be recycled into new palm bins. So we built that circularity into the supply chain. And and how did we do that? Just finding good manufacturers through, you know, I have a materials engineer on the team who helped me find these materials and find manufacturers that have worked with them before. So yeah, we just put it together piece by piece.
And how's the funding? Did you get any funding before you did the Kickstarter?
Yeah, great question. So we've done a small friends and family round and a small angel round. I am planning on kicking off a pre-seed round in the next month or so.
Mm-hmm. And how easy was it to raise for something like this?
That's a great question. Yeah. So, I mean, you've heard it before. Hardware is hard. It's like the first thing people say to you. But luckily, you know, we had a proof of concept. We had done a ton of user testing, a ton of household tests. So that really helped in terms of de-risking it for investors.
And what did the investors say? I mean, SF's obviously a pretty green town. Mm-hmm. But you came at them with a piece of hardware again. What did you do to convince them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of them have had, you know, the same experience that I did. So, you know, they've experienced the problem. You can find an investor that experiences the problem that you are solving, then you already have a foot in the door, right? So yeah, you know, finding those specific investors was very, very necessary.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys go through an accelerator or anything, or was it just straight up?
We did do a Techstars accelerator. It's actually one of the, it's a female founder specific accelerator. There's no equity exchange or investment, but it was super helpful in terms of, you know, thinking about the vision of our company. For me specifically, learning how to pitch.
What were some of the hardest things that you had to learn to do this besides pitching?
Yeah. So coming from an engineering background, I think definitely, you know, the marketing sales side of things has been a new area for me. So learning all of that and essentially, you know, thinking about how to position your product for customers. What are they thinking about when they make a purchase?
And did you talk to customers? Did you go into people's homes and see a bunch of stinky stuff, or how did that work?
Yes, exactly. So I you know, talked to, luckily I live in San Francisco, so everybody has a green bin. There are a lot of people who have tried to compost and stopped. And so talking to all those people, I have gone into homes, seen where they keep their bins, see what they look like. You know, there's a wide spectrum of the types of bins and collection devices that people use. Some people like to keep it under the sink because they don't want to see it. But then they say, oh, sometimes I forget and my food waste ends up in the trash. So that, yeah. So we've done a lot of customer interviews. We've gone into a lot of homes.
I mean, you guys haven't finished yet, but what would you have done differently if you had the chance to do this again?
That's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. You know, I honestly would have probably put some more energy into raising a little bit of more money up earlier. You can only, you know, when you're stretched really tight in terms of funds, it's good because you have to be scrappy, but it also can slow you down.
So you would have talked to more investors. You would did the accelerator give you enough investor list of investors to talk to, etc.?
Yeah, they were helpful in that. But yeah, I would have spent more energy. I mean, I'm a solo founder, so I really have to pick and choose on, you know, what I'm focusing on. I would have maybe spent a little bit more time so that, you know, I could be moving a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. You're always trying to move faster.
Yeah, that's actually pretty fascinating. Like as a solo founder, you put together a pretty good package here. What would you recommend for folks who are trying some similar stuff on Kickstarter so far? And what have you learned?
Yeah, so for Kickstarter specifically and Indiegogo and any crowdfunding platform, the pre-campaign is super important. You're building momentum, you're building hype until you launch your campaign, and you need to have a list of backers ready to go on that first day to back your campaign. So building that list is super important, and making sure you build it quickly and don't spend too much time building it as well. That's the key too, because people get interested in your product and then they may forget about it, and then you have to remind them, and that's extra work for you. So you can build that list as close to, you know, your launch date as possible. That's what you want to do.
All right, very cool. So people can check this out. It's the Palm Bin. It's on Kickstarter right now. So I guess just search for Palm Bin, right?
Yep.
And it's at 27,000 right now for of a $7,500 goal, which is pretty cool. And you only still have 23 days to go, so you're well, and it's all well in hand.
Yeah, it's progressing well.
All right. Thanks for joining us. This has been a fascinating discussion of stinky compost, or non-stinky compost, I guess, in this case.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.